So, today we read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's Madhya Lila. Madhya Lila, and it's chapter 8, text.
Which one is on the board? 269 on the board, yeah? 269 on the board, but we read from the
266. These are the we are still discussing or hearing from the talks between the Lord and Ramananda Roy, and we are coming to an end. Yes. This is the longest conversation that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he had with one of his associates, Ramananda Roy. Does anybody know how many days they were discussing? How many? Don't be shy. How many?
Seven.
No. 7, 10 days, correct. 7 days was with Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent most of his time discussing from the ABC of spiritual life to the end, to the goal of spiritual life, with Ramananda Roy, which was recorded by Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu's secretary. And here Krishnadas Kaviraj is narrating the whole episode. And if anyone read that this chapter or hear about this discussion, it says at the end there is a boon at the end. I was flipping through this morning. What is the boon? Does anybody know? One becomes, if someone hear about this pastime without any argument, but with full faith, then he will achieve love of Godhead and he will never argue with his loved ones or whatever. But anyway, he will be free from argument. Such a nice quality, isn't it? Because everyone argues, especially during Christmas, and it's the nature of the ego. By hearing about this pastime, one becomes peaceful. One becomes very satisfied. And then whether people, they say you are wrong or right, it doesn't matter. Because when you are happy inside, doesn't matter, really. Nobody can touch you. That is the shield of Krishna consciousness, the mercy of Mahaprabhu, that gives you that feeling of peace and happiness that you don't need to be accountable. Whether you are guilty or you're not guilty, of any fault, you are cuddled by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right, so we read the verse. So what we'll do, we'll read the... I'm going to read myself the text from 266, and then the 269, we'll do it together. I read from the 266. I'm not going to do the Sanskrit, it's quite a long verse. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, this is Ramananda Roy speaking, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of this manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations and is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion. As one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water, only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. Text 267. Ramananda Roy then said that he had but one doubt within his heart, and he petitioned the Lord, "Please be merciful upon me and just remove my doubt." 268. Ramananda Roy then told Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "At first I saw you appear like a sannyasi, but now I am seeing you as a Shyamasundara, the coward boy." 269. "I now see you appearing like a golden doll, and your entire body appears covered by a golden luster." Purport: Shyamasundara is blackish, but here Ramananda Roy says that he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear golden. The lustrous body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was covered by the bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumlitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vanchakalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Mukam karoti vachalam pangalam gayate girim yakripa tamaham vande shiguru dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita today. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki jaya. Sitaram Lakshman Manji ki jai. Sisi Gornitai ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastakutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Vaswamini Tinamani. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthabutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanda Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavati Paskyata Desatarine. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll read the verse again. "I now see you appearing like a golden doll, and your entire body appears covered by a golden luster." the vision of an advanced devotee, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the next few verses towards the end, is that he sees Krishna in everything and in everyone. Here, Ramananda Roy is seeing this beautiful form, bewildered, golden form, as you see in the picture here. But at the same time, the reality is something else, that this is, within this form, there is blackish form of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested this form to Ramananda Roy, and he fainted. He was in so much ecstasy that he fainted, because what else is there to see beyond the darshan of Krishna? There is nothing else which is more beautiful or attractive, because even the word himself, Krishna, means the all-attractive. All the beauty is latent in the Lord. It's there established by immemorable time. There is no beginning and no end. So, that is samadhi. When you become enchanted by a beautiful object, actually, and by the samadhi, it's an instigation. It's the catalyst principle of love. It's what pulls out the love from the heart of the person who has a darshan of a particular object, like, you know, for a crude example, a boy sees a beautiful girl and he falls in love. That's like he becomes enchanted by the quality, by the, and vice versa, the girl towards the boy. And that is a samadhi, you can call it in one sense. And after the enchantment, there is a love. You become dhyayato vishayam pumshas sangastesu vajayate. What's the verse? Forgot. What is it? Sangat sanjaya kamakrodo vijayate. Of course, this is not appropriate. But by contemplating the object of the senses, one becomes attached. Here, Ramananda Roy became so attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he saw the darshan of Krishna. When Krishna becomes manifest to our crude, naked eyes, then we become lovers. We fall in love. Why? Because it's part of us. That's where we come from. We are all part of Krishna. We are also beautiful. In nature, the spirit soul is an amazing phenomena. Very powerful, cannot be killed, cannot be cut. And is full of knowledge, eternality and bliss, and beautiful, because it's from Krishna. It comes from the body of Krishna. So Krishna doesn't create ugly things. Everything he creates is all beautiful. We see in ignorance and distorted by the mode of material nature, we see things which are not real. And we we think, oh, it's so ugly. Nothing is ugly in this world. Everything that is being created by Krishna, it's beautiful. Of course, there are ugly things that we see born from our own ignorance. It says, you know, that all the ignorance is the shoulder, the back of the Lord. But also ignorance is beautiful. The ignorance of Krishna, the back of Krishna. You know, you can never see your own back, isn't it? You may put a mirror on the back, and one mirror on the front, and you can, but you can't really see it in flesh, because you can't turn your head and see your back. So the back of Krishna is like, the ignorance of Krishna is like that. And this material world is created by from the ignorance of the Lord. And that's why it appears to be defected. But it's there to rectify the spirit soul, to wake up the jiva to his senses, so that he can see once again the face of Krishna. So here Ramananda Roy is seeing the darshan of the Lord, and then again when the Lord picks him up, because he fainted by seeing the Shyamasundara form, then again he saw the golden form of Krishna dressed up. He dressed up in so many bodies. He's an actor. Just like actors, they put on different dresses. Nrisimhadev is putting on a dress of a beast and showing anger. He takes up a dress of a brahmachari as a Vamanadev. He puts on a dress as a warrior, moral warrior, as white complexion, as a green complexion, as Lord Ramachandra. When we go in the theater, the actors, they have to paint themselves. The Lord doesn't need to do that. He puts on the dress as a tortoise, kurma, a fish. So he came with the address, as you see, in the middle there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came with the complexion of his consort, Srimati Radharani, the golden complexion. What is more precious than gold, of course? Gold is very, it's a commodity, isn't it? It's a good investment. But the gold of Srimati Radharani, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's that type of gold which is very glittering, very bright. You know, you can see the bright image of Srila Prabhupada emanating from the book. Illumination, enlightenment, like Buddha, he came as golden complexion. The enlightenment, brightness, intelligence. But the golden of complexion of Srimati Radharani has so many beautiful qualities in it. And the topmost one is compassion. The feeling of love is a beautiful thing, but when love has a crown jewel as a compassion, decorated with compassion, it's even more beautiful. When Lord Krishna, he is absorbed in his pastimes with Srimati Radharani in his own samadhi, and all the living entities, they are absorbed in their pastimes in the spiritual world, There is only one thing can distract the Lord from his pastime. What is it? Does anybody know? What distracts Lord Krishna from his pastimes? What? Don't worry, you can make mistakes. You're allowed to make mistakes. No, he's absorbed in Srimati Radharani's conjugal. Both of them are distracted, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. They look, when Lord Chaitanya came into this material world to preach, they became attracted to that sannyasi, that golden personality. And because he came in a compassionate mood, not only to give us the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and to taste the love of Radha, but only also he came to Jivadoya. He came to show compassion and mercy to the conditioned souls. So compassion and mercy, it's something that very much distract the Lord. If you express that quality or develop that quality, besides, you know, your devotional duty, your love for Krishna, you can worship the Lord, you can love him, and you can serve. But then what? What to do next? That's not the goal. You can serve devotee, and then after serving devotees, then what? We can study the books, enlighten ourselves, purify our heart, but then what? You see, all these activities, they bring the devotee into one activity. They lead the devotee in a particular special activity, that you go out and you share this treasure out of compassion to the conditioned souls, those who don't have a clue. Those who are lost, they don't know who they are, where they come from, what is the purpose of life in this world, where do they go after they die. That is compassion. When you see someone going around shopping to please, you know, the son or the daughter, the wife buying some presents, that is the happiness for them. Christmas is one of the highlight of happiness. New Year, people, they're rushing to buy presents. And you look at them, you know, and it's like a poor child, you know, he's hungry and he's got no clothes, nothing. Someone puts a piece of glass in his hand and he's happy. That's what delusion is doing to us, to the conditioned souls. Cheating them. It puts a piece of glass in their hands. Oh, that's a diamond. Keep it safe. So people, they're happy with so little. But devotees, they know that we have all been cheated. These conditioned souls, they've been cheated by the illusion. You want to give them something which is valuable. And that's why book distribution. Why? I have to talk about it. Of course, I have to talk about it. You know, you give something to someone. I was telling Guru Shakti this morning, I haven't even had a time to read the verse and study it and prepare for class. I've been so busy after the marathon, going, you know, fulfilling family duties to see my father-in-law and my son, and spending time with the family, driving, then coming back home just day before yesterday. And it was a breath of fresh air to hear the class yesterday from Vrindavana Chandra Prabhu, very nice. And this morning, yesterday I picked up the CC and I read and I fell asleep, tired. But This morning, I was going through, you know, the, and I was like pulled in this, into this. I got a bit emotional because the love that is in these books, you can't see it. But when you read them, it's like you feel that breeze, you know, the love of God you can't see. But you feel the breeze in your heart, in your soul, you know, that soft breeze. It's a feeling thing. It's not seeing. Even though we read, we think we are seeing. But unless you don't feel, unless you feel the content of the book, the exchange, which is beautiful, very purifying to the heart. And then I was thinking this morning, my gosh, that's what the book does to me. That's why book distribution, it's important. You know, we give it to people because we want them to feel what I feel. That's it. That's what book distribution is. They feel the ecstasy of Prabhupada that Prabhupada felt when he wrote them. The ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he spoke them. The ecstasy of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami when he spoke them, Vyasadeva when he wrote them down. It's a samadhi, it pulls you in. We don't know what it is. We think they're just inks on pages. You read dogmatically, but actually they make you feel something. And that is why book distribution is for people to read, to jump into the lake of eternity, eternal happiness, and then you forget, even though you live in this world, you forget about everything, all the suffering from the mind, the body, all the arguments, the end. You forget about your, if you have a friends, enemy, or if you have pain in the body, or it makes you transcend everything. That is the power of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada, when he had a two-heart attack, what did he do? Did he take any medicine on the Jaladuta? What did he do? He absorbed himself into the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's how he survived. Books, their life. But then by reading them, you acquire not just love, but also that understanding, you know, let me share it. That's when the love comes, the desire to serve the devotee, Vaishnava Seva, and then the desire to chant Hare Krishna with happiness, attachment to the beats, chanting Hare Krishna, serving devotees, and then the last one, Jiva Doya. Compassion, mercy towards those who don't have this fortune. Otherwise, we remain, if we just carry on coming to the temple, we sit here, we hear the class, we enjoy the prasad, we socialize. Oh, beautiful sari, beautiful dhoti. When are you going to India? When are you getting initiated? You know, that is, it's nice, Sadhu Sangha, Devotee Association. But then what? Then you remain a Sunday feast devotee. We want to be warrior devotees, that you understand the purpose of this movement, why I joined. It's nice to take prasad, it's nice to change our consciousness, to become purified, but the everything culminates into preaching. You know, if we don't preach, then we're doing an injustice to ourselves, not to Krishna, but to ourselves. Because Krishna is very happy if you keep yourself protected in a spiritual environment. Something is better than nothing. Of course, more is better than something. If you are a devotee of Krishna, take prasad, 16 rounds, good sadhana, associate it to each other. He's very happy. You'll go back home, back to Godhead, no doubt. But Prabhupada in the room upstairs, he said to two devotees, because they were arguing whether or not it's true, just by chanting Hare Krishna, following the four regs is enough to go back home. And one devotee said, no, you have to do more. Prabhupada said, yes, it's true. I don't cheat. Do you think I'm cheating? He said it with trembling lips and tears in his eyes. I'm not cheating you. Just chant Hare Krishna, follow the four regs, you go back home, back to Godhead. And then he put his head down. He put up his head again. He said, what to speak if you carry on going out, distributing my books, Prabhupada told him. He said, Lord Chaitanya will come personally and he takes you back home, back to Godhead. So that was Prabhupada telling to his disciples. So the sacrifice service to humanity is the rent we pay for staying in this world. It's something that you have to do it to feel it. I mean, I go out every day, for me, 3 hours a day, but it's purifying. It's no matter, you know, the problems in life, because at some point we have to die. At that point could come, you know, in a month, in a week, we don't know. In years, few years. Just 2 years ago, I was just about, I felt, you know, I was going to collapse and die. But then I somehow survived and I negotiated the deal with the Lord. You know, he gave me the gift of life. It's nice, it was nice. One morning, I got up again and I could breathe again. It was during the COVID. I could breathe again and I was feeling better. I was feeling the rain coming through the window. Then the sun coming up again. This is the gift of life. When you feel that, you know, you're reborn again. You have to die, what is a beautiful statement of Bhakti Tirtha Swami. You have to die many times in this world before you die. Before you understand, before you prepare yourself for the ultimate moment. Because dying is a purification. Birth is purification. Disease is purification. Old age is purification. We think they are contaminating defect. No. These things, they're given by the Lord. Disease makes us close to Krishna. Pain. Pain brings a devotee or someone close to God. Because enjoyment takes people far away from God. Great realization, they only grow in the field of suffering. They don't grow in the field of enjoyment. You don't see a debauchee or a big sense enjoyer, you know, becoming a devotional philosopher or a great pandit. Or, no, because realizations, they only come from meditation, austerity, purification. All the God-given you know, tools that we use to purify our heart. And one of the greatest purification, it's when you help someone that is higher than anything else. When you help someone to come close to Krishna, that's what it means, book distribution, Sankirtan. And you don't take the credit. You say, you know, this is my guru's mercy. He's empowering me to do that, ordering me to do that. That is the wish of Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya. And you can see this legacy, this wish is carried on by all his disciples to maintain the legacy of distributing his literature. We call them books, but actually it's books is an ordinary word. Means paper, ink, stamping, or but actually a distribution of love. That's what it is. Even a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a connoisseur. When he, at the end you will see of this chapter, it's like a miner. Him and Ramananda Roy, they dive deep into the cave of this, searching, you know, for all these diamonds. It says at the end, they find the gold, diamonds, copper, all the elements, special substance that you find in this planet, that people, they hold them very, very valuable. But then beyond the gold, Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, they find, you know, this something even sweeter, like Krishna Das Kaviraj. You can read it when you go home today. You will see the way he hands this chapter, very beautiful. They become like Mahaprabhu becomes like condensed milk, and Ramananda Roy becomes like a sugar candy. Both of them, they melt, they enjoy each other. It's like by digging, you know, for these things, for sweet things, you become that thing. Digging for love, you become a lover. What is it? There is a say, if you go to a place every day, then you become that place. You come to the temple to see Krishna, then you become a temple. Like, you know, I go out every day of the, of course I'm taking a few days off now. You go out on book distribution, that becomes a samadhi. You become that place. You become one with the weather, with the cold. If it's raining, you become wet, you become water. If it's hot, you become warm with the weather. You have to adopt. You say you become one with the activity that you are doing. Here, Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, they are becoming one in this sweetness and love. And then Mahaprabhu says, now give up all your family duty and join me in Jagannath Puri, where we finish together our lives by discussing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And that's how Ramananda Roy and Mahaprabhu, that's where they passed away, in Puri. So, 8:45, which is now, we finished the class because of the rewards and some offering to Prabhupada on behalf of the manor. So you're offering some scores, and we will not take any questions. Sorry about that.